Hi guys, this is John Doe back again with a new commentary. So the year's 1984. For the very first time, I am watching Trancers, directed by Charles Band, the legend himself, home media legend extraordinaire Charlie Band. So if you want to sync up with me, guys, running a copy of this film via Amazon Prime ad free. So do make a note of that if you are looking to sync up with me properly. It's entirely up to you if you want to put in your subtitles. Set the film counter stop to zero, on pause, countdown in five, and we'll get into this relatively short movie as well. I think it's 77 minutes in length. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit play. Yeah, I've only really got into the works, producing, directing works of Charles Band in like recent months. I am an 80s child, but for some strange reason, a lot of like Charles Band productions sort of went underneath my radar. I don't know if that's the case, you know. So Trancers. I'll talk and I'll mention this in a minute. Amazing. Blue on black. Neon. We're swimming in neon, baby. Tim Thomason playing the character of Jack Death. And that's spelt in the meth kind of way. Helen Hunt's first ever filmic role. She's playing Lena. Fucking hell. That's a quintessential feisty female name from the 1980s. We got Lena, Tila, She-Ra. Amazing names from the 1980s. Love the music. Kinda minimalistic, high octane vibes of light electronica, you know. Yeah, and the piano's kicking in, very nice. Yeah, just going back to what I was saying regarding like Charles Band and various films he released during the 1980s. Yeah, just completely, I missed a lot of them as a kid. I think it's the case, I was probably sort of tuning in more to like Ghostbusters, Goonies, Lost Boys, Labyrinth, you know. Not like sort of like higher tier kind of like production, you know, movies that would have been promoted more extensively than, say, films directed or produced by like Charles Band, you know. You know, I put in my hard yards in regards to going to the like local video store as a kid, but so this is unbelievable right now. It's kind of like a Poundland Blade Runner set here. Oh, is this the main man himself swimming in neon? I've never seen so much neon on screen. This is old Jack Death, Mom's number three. So immediately I'm getting futuristic. I mean, he even looks like Deckard from Blade Runner. Yeah, it's retro future, guys, isn't it? Yeah, it's the kind of like a film noir futuristic template. Worn down cop, you know? It's final job. Yeah, right. So what is bubbling here in this fucking cauldron? Coloured in neon. Here he is. Slick back and sides, lighting up for the 15th time this evening. We got old Jackie Boy Death. Looks amazing, this guy. And the scarring, it's very nice. Wow, this woman looks incredibly woke, and we're talking the year 1984. That's unbelievable. That can't be her real fucking hair. So, Charles Band, son, you're not holding back with the colour here. Fucking hell, man. Everybody's got a... Right, he's got a thing in his fucking nose. Nose ring. Evening Citizen. Angel City's the locale. This is unreal right now. So, as I said, guys, first time watching, I am loving this right now. Got your wine right here, pal. My pastel picture, futuristic postulating picture. Pastel pic. What is that? Some hand brace? Scanning? Oh, no, she don't even seem human. Oh, yeah, laser beams. Help me, citizen. I thought these he's escaped from prison. Oh, I love the music. Oh, yeah. It's dancing the mate. He's running for it. Dancing the night away. Picking neon lights. A Charles Band production. Dinner. Take a tumble in the cauldron. A bit of a George Romero deleted scene right now.
Knock her out, Death.
Get her on fucking meth, son. Coca-Cola in the background's very nice. We're taking a tumble.
Ah, the cauldron!
This is unbelievable right now. So fucking good.
Pick a weapon. Pick a weapon. Pick a weapon. I blame Stallone. Pick a weapon. It's 1984. Everybody's trying to kill.
So what is she? Some fucking mutant. I wonder if that was his target or not. So his weapon's really interesting. It's a laser pistol. And she's faded out of shot in typical Charles Band, ropey, no budget fashion. You gotta love this shit. I love this exterior shot. So these cars can fly. Yeah, you can really see the influence of Blade Runner here, you know? So music's amazing. Edgy. Atmospheric. Some great camera shots here. So I know I got... Yeah, I'm loving this neon, man. I fucking love neon lights. Done for real. Not added in post. An actual, you know, this is an actual location and set. So it's I'm more for like practicalities in regards to like sets and like colour and lighting, you know? It just pops better on film, you know? So this is so, I'm not saying this film's plagiarising Blade Runner, but fuck me, man. This old Jack Death, quite possibly he's related to old Dick Deckard, you know? Estranged brothers. Oh, so he's quit. He's not quit. He's just bored following following the rules, you know. Oh wow, man! Planet of the Apes. So what is this? A city submerged in water. That looks cheap as hell. That visual. Fuck me, man. So is it Charlton Heston's taking a swim? Wow. It's like a sea line and then they've just like... I don't even know they've assembled... So it's LA, how they've like assembled this wide shot. Cut out copies of a city skyline pasted onto a seascape. Los Angeles. This guy looks fucking ancient. Apparently, I don't know if I read it right or not. So this old Tim Thomason, apparently he was in his 30s when he was shooting this role performance. He looks like he's in like late 50s here. Yeah, there's no way this actor's in his fucking 30s. He looks fucking ancient, you know? Sunset Boulevard. So what is he trying to bring the restore the city to its former glory by cleaning off street signs? Oh, so now they want him back. One final mission, innit? There's no one else they can turn to. Ah, so he's quitting. There's no way out. Summons, like Orwellian summons. You can't escape. You will. Our rules are your rules. You don't have rules. There are rules. That kind of play text, you know? So the summons. Chinatown's in the fucking ocean. Jack Diff. So dialogue's snappy as hell, you know? Rapid fire dialogue. Cool shot here. Yeah? Technically in the water. Sort of panning around. Very nice. So I'm loving the locations. All shot for real. Very, very nice. So where's he going to? Just swimming? What's he looking for, if anything? So here's his pad, I'm guessing. Yeah, what kind of shot is this? Kind of sort of matte painting, I guess. That's the magic to a lot of these like old like Charles Band productions. Yeah, whilst they utilise filmic techniques from like the 1980s, to some extent they're like incredibly ropey. So they almost take, you know, like a kind of like highly unique, you know. So again, you're thinking Blade Runner with this shot. But it's Blade Runner without a budget. But I'm loving it so far. So this is essentially the Tyrell Corporation, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know if Charles Band's gone on record as saying Blade Runner was an inspiration for Transcers. But I'm guessing it could quite possibly have been. You're thinking Blade Runner's 1982. This is 2 years on, so every chance he was to some extent riffing off that sci-fi masterpiece by Ridley Scott. So what is it, some kind of like council? Sunken ruins, the former glory of LA. So what's left of the fucking city, man? It's kind of a little bit disorientating, isn't it? The city's like in the ocean, and now he's back in the city. I'm just wondering, trying to piece together like actual proper like geography. But this is science fiction, isn't it? It's sort of, they make up their own rules and you sort of go with it. So is this some kind of like time travel element? My disciples have been hunted for 12 fucking years. Yeah, I'm currently working my way through Empire of the Screams box set, guys. I've already recorded a commentary for Rage War Dungeon Master, and visually I'm seeing a lot of like similarities here between that film and Trances, you know. Charles Band did direct certain sequences from Dungeon Master. Be dropping that commentary fairly soon, but I need to record two more commentaries, one for Dolls and one for a personal favourite of mine, Arena. And that'll be releasing as a 5-film commentary set, so do look out for that at some point. Van Sant. So vaporise. Trying to keep up with the plot, yeah? So Whistler, kind of like in this interior, if you look on the ground, somewhat, you know, water everywhere, isn't there? So I kind of like this council member. All of the actors in this fucking movie are fucking ancient. Look at them. Yeah, tonally, it's kind of nice. Going sort of like old school, like old school actors, you know? As I said, it's your classic 1930s hard-boiled like detective noir, and then your modern-day futuristic sci-fi storyline, you know? So her hair is unbelievable, man. I'm guessing Jack's a bit of a ladies' man. Yeah, she looks glorious. So this is the fucking corpse. So what is the deal with? I'm trying to... Because he killed the woman in the diner. Are we dealing with like futuristic mutants or something? Ah, so this is the unique story element. Tarantino's gone on record as saying he finds the storyline to Trances kind of like next level. He's a huge fan of this movie. Yeah, it's pretty unique, isn't it? It's a different take on like time travel. You don't physically go back, but you can mentally sort of like travel around. drop your like consciousness into somebody else, you know. And I think the linkage with this film, Jack Death's able to take over like old ancestors, you know. It's like the sort of like family tree or bloodline, you know. So they're all show, aren't they? The council. Big speeches. None of them willing to do the work for themselves, you know. So he's going back, right. So I don't know. Did they reveal the year? I mean, am I don't know. Are we in the far future? Are we not like 1984 right now? Are we more like in the future and then he's going to go back to the 80s? I don't know how this is going to work. Because I'll be disappointed if he time travels and there's like no more neon. I'm all about the neon. Yeah, I'll pretty much watch anything if it's got like a shed load of like neon lights in it, you know. As I said, guys, I'm an 80s child. Oh, Terminator ripoff, look. It's a photo, but it's not Linda Hamilton. Fucking hell, Charles Band. Don't hold back, son. Don't hold back with your pop cultural references. He's riffing on Scott. He's riffing on Jim Cameron. Who's next? John Carpenter? I don't mind it, though. Ultimately, yeah, you're blatantly paying homage to, like, arguably, like, better movies, but... Oh, he's gone back. Wow, so this is the guy he's taken over. Oh, wow. He's going to enjoy this. So where have we gone back to? Some hot ass here. Oh, it's Helen Hunt. Amazing. So this is kind of weird, isn't it? Because the whole gist of it, they send his like psyche back, but it's technically still the same actor, I'm guessing. That was the whole reason why they scarred him up in the opening segment. Yeah, okay. And they take the scar away. It's still the same actor, but yeah, okay. And I'm guessing it's some guy from his like family tree. I'm trying to pay attention here, guys. So what was sent back? Okay, that's kind of... Okay. Consciousness sent. But he's got his watch, his pistol, laser pop pistol. Cleanly shaven. Helen Hunt's in frame. So she plays Lena, Tila, She-Ra. Yeah, I don't know about the time period here. I'm trying to think. It still feels like the 1980s, but I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, I think the film opened up far-flung future. And this, I think this is still the 80s. So she's dressing up like, oh, I don't know, it's hard to tell, this city skyline. Why is Helen Hunt dressing up as Santa Claus's little bit of ass here? She's bathed in red. Don't tell me this is a fucking Christmas movie. I have to add it to my Christmas playlist. Dialogue's all over the place. The closet is really filled. So I kind of warm into this actor. This is the first time I've ever been exposed to the filmography of a Tim Thomason. I kind of warm into him. He's very method, isn't he? He's method dripping in cheese, his old Tim Thomason, playing the character of Jack Meth Death, or Jack Death. So it's set in and around Christmas. Brilliant, man. Yeah, I'm definitely adding this film to my Christmas playlist. So what, is she some kind of like fashion model? So the guy you're currently housing. So are we going to get some kind of like mirror? No, what am I saying? Yeah, it's a little bit confusing here. Yeah, he's technically occupying another body being, but it's the same actor. I thought, yeah, some like mirror shot and then he'll see somebody else, but no, this is the guy. It's the same actor, but technically playing two different people. And the premise being it's the consciousness that gets sent back through time. I like that. That's a different take on like time travel, you know? And to some extent, they don't make you invincible, but at least you could potentially get back, I'm guessing. Yeah, you may physically the shell may die, but are they able to tap his consciousness back into the his sort of like present day? I don't know, to be honest. I mean, how does it work? How's he technically going to get back, you know? Is he carrying anything right now, you know? Are they potentially the council in the future watching in right now? Slicking up his hairstyle. So Helen Hunt's pretty good so far. So how much of the city are they going to showcase here? So it's obviously a couple, I'm guessing. Auto Center, yeah, I'm not, this has to be the 1980s. I don't entirely know. The cars, yeah, I'm not entirely sure time period right now. So who's the target? Who's he trying to hunt down here? How much of Helen Hunt are they going to utilize in this film? I mean, with the name Lena, she's got to be proactive, man. You know, women, female sidekicks were kicking ass in the 1980s. So it's Christmas time. Christmas time. Mistletoe and wine. So it's the Christmas department store. So it's, yeah, locale's still LA. Fine. Sales jewelry. Residence. Yeah, I think we're due a set piece right now. A little bit too much dialogue. So, what has he got to keep close to her? I mean, he's sent back to do a job. He's on a mission. Doesn't seem to be in a hurry at all right now, old Jack Death. Oh, don't tell me his target's fucking Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho. So, is that a 1980s camera? Oh, ho, 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 little boy. Bounce on top of my knee. You're not bouncing on top of anything else. Ooh-er. So, is he going to let on the fact that he's technically somebody else? Oh, look, that's Santa squinting eyeballs. Arrgh. Murray? It's not Murray. Is it a trancer? It's a trancer. Yeah, I called it. It's a bearded trancer. So what are they? Futuristic mutants by the looks of it. It's kind of like, yeah, it's a, you know, maybe Charles Band sort of like riffing on like George Romero a little bit with these like zombie mutants from the future. Kids are loving it. 1980s kids, guys, all about, they love a showcase, a spectacle. So they like got like superhuman strength here, these fucking mutants. Oh shit, he's just been bitten. Or maybe not. The music's amazing. A mutant fight in a department shopping mall. Kick the shit out of Santa Claus. He's a fucking mutant. Grab your fucking deer horns. Come on, Death. I need to give Death a little bit more fucking meth here. Shoot to kill. Oh, God, the security guard got taken out with ease. Ah, run, everybody! Come on, man. Where's this fucking pistol gone to? Here we go. So this technically... Oh, no. So he's got a standard firearm. Okay. Would that blow his cover if he took back his futuristic pistol? I don't know. I guess to some extent you need to fit in here. Final words. Welcome to the 20th century, Jack Death. Loving the soundtrack. It's all about a 1980s running sequence. Don't piss me off, I'm Jack Death. I'm zinging ding-a-linging in one-liners, man. Yeah, this is sweet right now. Oh, here we go. Setting up the potential law enforcement angle here. Yeah, maybe like a secondary like detective character, this guy, potentially. Picking up the pace, picking up the trail. So what's this red underneath this fucking corpse bag? Okay, I wonder if this guy's fucking involved in some way. Kind of nice, they're actually shooting in a real shopping mall here. Okay, Detective Weisler, that's a name that's already been mentioned, yeah. Dodgy guys. So where are we shooting to here, Charles Band? Yeah, that actually looks like they're really shooting outside here. Yes, it's got a fairly decent kind of like production value right now. Did she even see what went down there? I'm hoping they give Helen Hunt kind of like a proactive role here, but yeah, I don't want her to just be kind of like your love interest, sort of like bimbo character. Make her a little bit more proactive. We shall see. Because, you know, if you know Helen Hunt, she'll step up, man, you know? She's not just a pretty fucking face. So that's such a lift off of fucking Terminator, isn't it? You know, the photograph. So this guy's royally dodgy, isn't it? It's some fake ass fucking bad guy faking it out as a fucking detective by the looks of it. Yeah, look. So I wonder if there's this angle, because obviously Jack Death's been sent back. I mean, if this is potentially plagiarizing old Terminator, it's like of you know, the trancers, have they been sent back, you know? So again, product placement with fucking Coca-Cola. I love our fucking glasses. He likes a smoke or two. It's kind of cool, nice and stylistic right now with a lot of these like shots. Chris Lavery, tanned up. Oh, it's a Tata fucking two-timer. Oh look, what's she doing? Oh, she fucking leaving? Let me guess. So some fucking tanning sequence. Let me guess. There's going to be another fucking trancer in this fucking interior. Maybe this guy. Maybe not. Yeah, I'm really enjoying this Jack Death character. As I said, 1930s, hard-boiled, kind of like worn-down cop character, you know? Dripping in fucking method acting right now. Here we go, look. Trancer, I called it, man. So what? Immediately his face is all overblown and mutated. I don't know, there's a weird fucking sound effect. Oh, look. It's a Star Trek prison chamber. Elongated upwards, no escape, Jack Death. So it got some nice, like, futuristic elements at play. I do give Charles Band a lot of credit for a lot of his, like, productions, you know. Yeah, obviously not, like, not swimming in a lot of money, but you gotta say, not lacking in, like, fucking ideas, you know. So I always give a film a pass, man. If the ideas are there, but, say, technically the money isn't, I'll still buy into it, you know. Oh, so what? So fading out of shot. That's kind of cool that she's finally seen it. So they leave like an imprint. It's weird, eh? It's kind of like they read out of fucking existence, you know? These like futuristic mutants. Sounds like they've got an entire fucking army. Jack Death's got his fucking work cut out here. Yeah? So they're really going to town with, like, colour in regards to Helen Hunt's character, you know? I love her, like, red boots. I know that Helen Hunt's in the sequel, which I've never seen, guys. I have a feeling her character, as I said, with a name title, fucking Lena. Yeah, hopefully these two form a bit of a fucking double act here, you know? Out the back, 1980s star, out the back, Death and fucking Lena picking up the fucking pace. Freeze, they won't take the fucking shot. Oh, it's the fucking bad guy. He knows who he is, look. Got the Santa Claus killer. Yeah, right, mate. That went fucking Santa Claus. Manawa. Yeah, they've got a history, these two. Fire. Oh, whoa. So he's got this freezing time element with his fucking watch. This is unbelievable, man. So he can technically slow down time. That's spectacular, man. That's such a fucking cool moment with a slow bullet firing through. Oh shit, is it gonna hit her? No, it just missed. So great visuals, man. Yeah, kind of nice how they've done this. Super slow motion. That's not a frozen shot. That's just the actors being still and then obviously film it in slow motion. Brilliant, man. Brilliant how they've visualised and nailed that moment. Yeah, that's a fantastic moment in this film. Brilliant, man. And what a little weapon for this guy to possess. The element of being able to slow down time. Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm loving these two. The chemistry's fantastic right now between Tim Thomason and Helen Hunt. And she's starting to step up. And this guy's a decent bad guy as well. So how long has he got? 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit the fucking gas, Death. Pedal to the fucking metal, son. Time to get out of fucking Dodge, Meth, Death. Oh, and he's got to find us. Here we go, back on point. I would have, do you know what I would have done? I know the music's just kicked back in. I'd have had the music still playing over the super slow-mo sequence, you know? It's a clock freezing time. Watch clock. So cool, I think this is actual real shots of LA by the looks of it. So it's a time freezer. I need to be making notes here. This is truly unique for a time travel movie. I can see why Tarantino loves this film, you know? It's unfortunate because obviously, 1984, what fucking year is Terminator? I'm pretty sure Terminator has already come out before Transis. Obviously, Terminator was a big box office success, so a film of this nature sort of slips underneath the radar a little bit, you know? You have to go out of your way to find it, so it's a little bit unfortunate, but with the inception of like home video at the time, and then I'll see later on, now Trances is considered to be a like cult classic, and you can see why, you know? So I'm loving the wardrobe of Helen Hunt. Yeah, she looks beautiful, yeah. So yeah, just to note as well, guys, the Trances 2 is also available on Amazon Prime. I kind of want to get to it fairly quickly. The fact that it's available for free to like Prime members in regards to recording a commentary. But we'll get into that at some point. Yeah, just reminding us of like, I say like 1930s Hollywood cinema, isn't it? Which is technically the period, as I said, that this character Jack Def is from, you know? It's just wicked that it's also set in and around Christmas, man. Cop show from the 1930s. Yeah, they're absolutely nailing the retro futuristic look here. I love it, man. Yeah, I'm all for that, man. I don't have to, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Blade Runner. It's one of my favourite films of all time, but you've got to love the juxtaposition between like old and new, you know? So yeah, fantastic chemistry between these two. One from like an acting standpoint, and two, the characters are fairly well fleshed out as well. Whistler. Whistler's on it. And your bitching girlfriend. So she's laughing. Oh, so she's just joking around. Fuck me, man. Club? Oh, don't tell me we're going to get a 1980s riff in fucking nightclub sequence. Oh, fucking hell. So Charles Band stealing moments from Terminator. A club sequence incoming. Please tell me a full-blown fucking nightclub sequence. Pick a weapon and start dancing the night away. Swimming in fucking neon lights. I don't recognise the mute. Oh, here we go. 1980s hairstyles. Fucking hell. Bathed in smoke. Neon everywhere. Oh, it's kind of like heavy metal club. Yeah, we had a sequence like this in fucking Dungeon Master, you know? Quite possibly Charles Band's filming in the same fucking location right now. Don't know if this is a real band or not. It could quite possibly be. Helen Hunt's hair. Unbelievable, man. So why's he got a fucking got some kind of like earphone in here, old Jack Def? Or is he just blocking out the bad fucking music? He's not much of a dancer. This is horrendous, man. Horrendous fucking dancing. The dancing's almost on par with the fucking terrible dancing in Adventures in Babysitting. You know, the frat party sequence? With fucking Anthony Rapp. Oh, what the fuck? Jerry. Yeah, I'm loving the use of colour here. Kind of like an element of like greenness behind their hair. Old fuck. See, I called it. He looks fucking ancient, this actor. Yeah, I'll have to have a look on IMDb how old this guy was in and around filming this. Oh, sweep the leg. It's 1984. It's all about sweeping the fucking leg. He's going to knock him out. Yeah, I love it, man. Take a tumble. Knocked him out. A treat. Yeah, he don't fuck about. Should be fucking with a guy with a fucking name, surname, Jack of Death. Don't be fucking around, you know? So it's a Christmas song. Heavy metal style. This is another, like... God, I guess a full-blown fucking Terminator vibes. You know when Bill Paxton's fucking cameo in Terminator, look. Oh, Jack Death's knocking out everyone. This is unbelievable. It's not really. It's a one-man barroom brawl. So welcome to Chinatown West. Again, it looks like a real location here. So it's now Christmas Day. Angel City in July. Yeah, whilst this is set in and around Christmas, maybe I wanted a little bit more of a build-up to Christmas Day. I know that Christmas Day is not really a important plot element here, but, you know. Well, he's technically sort of just being dropped in quickly in and around Christmas, you know. So we ain't got long left here. It's fucking 77 minutes, isn't it? Probably got about half hour left here. Speedy fucking movie, isn't it, you know? So yeah, romantically involved now. I like it, man. Raises the stakes a little bit, innit? I mean, with Jack Death, he's obviously warm into this fucking broad, you know? Normally, consider this a don't get in. You don't want to get involved when you're time traveling around, you know. It's all about getting the job done. Yeah, I mean, look at this guy's fucking grey chest hair. There's no way this actor was in his fucking 30s shooting this role. Minimum 50s or above, you know. Yeah, somebody's infiltrating here, look. It's a girl. McNulty. Okay, so somebody else has been sent back housing this young girl. So it's kind of cool how she's immediately bought into it, Lena. Because it's quite a convoluted thing to sell or get somebody to believe in, you know. I'm from the future, you know. I'm mentally here, but not physically here. Yeah, I think Charles Band's pulled off this element fairly well, you know. I don't know, one thing, I think for a lot of like time travel films that fail, you can technically start overly explaining a lot of this, you know. I think, yeah, you initially throw the idea out. Ideally, you want to visually nail it. You don't want characters just talking about the rules, you know. I think that's the genius to like Terminator. It does both brilliantly. I think here with trances, it's going more for like a visual explanation. So these two long term are going to get fucking married. Look at them. Can't start fucking kissing, man. Cool. No, we no need to have some gratuitous sex sequence. The kissing's fine. Oh, look. Oh, wow. Oh, so they sent him back. So that's how you do it. That's brilliant, man. Because that's something technically you can overly explain, but yeah, just visually, that's how you come back and forth, you know. So I see Jack Death's come back, and am I right in saying, wow, it's not as if they're going to cut back to the time that he was in, but I'm guessing life goes on, you know. Problem is now, Jack Death's like, I want to go back. I was warm into the girl, you know. So, a dueling time element here. Yeah. Shit's going down in Jack's proper present day. Yeah, kind of cool. So I'm guessing the Helen Hunt character, she's not going to materialize within this time period, by the looks of it. She's only a thing when he time travels, I'm guessing. Yeah, the scarring's very effective because it clearly defines the character as he travels about. So that's a clever element, I've got to say. So sending him back. So when are they going to send him back to? Are they going to drop him further forward or slightly back? Or is he just going to go? So he's immediately just gone back to the same moment. Okay. Again, I kind of like that as well, because as you really like Back to the Future, you got the DeLorean, you got the date and time kind of like element. You're getting none of that here with trances, you know? Question is, yeah, it's still the same. Yeah, I'm just wondering if something's gone wrong here. So he's disappointed in the sense that it's post-sex. That's kind of, I like the irony to that, you know? Peter Gunn. Yeah. Something on the audio here with the television. Whistler's mother. Something's gone wrong here, look. It's a time period different. Yeah, look. Okay, that's his target. I'm trying to really paying attention here. Okay, maybe it's nothing. Skid Row. Do you know what I would be doing? I would be checking in on her, going, as laser beams. Yeah, remember that moment we had when we were running through the back alleyways, just in the bit where I froze time, just to make sure, you know, that all happened, yeah. So we're transitioning here into the third act, I'm guessing. Ah, cool. Little moped sequence, maybe. Maybe not. Still got a set of wheels, Jack Death. Cool, man. Oh, tell me we're going to get a exterior nighttime driving around moped bathed in neon sequence incoming. Ah, she's really cool, man. Helen Hunt in this film. Brilliant, man. I have a feeling, I've only seen the poster to part two, but I'm guessing she potentially gets more of a prominent role. I don't mind it, man. I don't know how many of these fucking trances films they ended up making. I think there are potentially three or four in total. Flower cereals. Yeah, gotta appreciate a lot of the actual, like, real locational footage here. What is it with the 1980s and fucking street bum characters, man? You see it in so many fucking movies, don't you? Terminator. Jason Takes Manhattan. I know I'm jumping around here, but there's a lot of it. Have we got any cameos here? I'm trying to check these fucking bum characters. Don't know if we got a Charles Band cameo. No, Charles Band's not one of these individuals. I feel like I should be recognising these actors, but I can't quite tell you. Highball. Trinkets. Gonna cost them. Three Wise Kings. Debatable. Gotta remind us that it's still Christmas, innit? We've got the Three Wise Kings subplotted character element. The Herald. Angels Sing. You are witnessing a Christmas classic in trances. Run, 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 run. Wait. So we are the air. So the earpiece is, I guess, him tap or keeping comms with, like, the future, the council, I'm guessing. Are they still relaying in information? The fact that it doesn't cut to them, I'm not entirely sure. But I'm guessing that's what it is, you know? Yeah, the music's amazing, man. Yeah, I really am warm into these serious characters, you know. I'm emotionally engaged in the characters. You always can tell that's when a film's doing the right thing, you know. Locations are spectacular. It's gritty, it's low budget. Filmmaking, isn't it? Straight to video, home video. You gotta fucking love this shit, man. I mean, it's just the problem I have. I mean, they don't have to go to town. Every other film now is trying to go back to the 1980s, but none of them can capture the, like, this kind of like aesthetical look, man. Just take something like Stranger Things, man. Yeah, it's riffing on the 1980s. It's set in the 1980s. But visually, it doesn't look like the 1980s in any way, you know? I think the problem is they don't utilise the same, like, cameras, you know? They kind of, like, try to recreate the 1980s using a kind of, like, digital aesthetic. You've got to go more... No, what were the actual cameras being used from that time period? Shoot it out on location. Don't be doing things sort of like green and blue screen, you know? And go practical as well. Wow, what a location, man. Some like run down like underpass area. He looks amazing. With his 1930s detective coat on point. The guy's got a wonderful look, man. Wonderful look. Fascinating character, this Jack Death. So where are we to? Homeless sector, innit? Yeah, nice sort of... cop characters with the flashlights that adds to the imagery. So who's fucking Den is this? These cops don't fucking catch this. Fucking Jack Death. Oh, he's gonna pretend to be homeless, look. Yeah, clever. And they're not smart enough to figure out it's him. I'm trying to sleep. Oh, move on.
Ashby? Oh, yeah. Cashby?
I'm homeless. I ain't got no fucking ID, man. They got merch. See, they fell for it. Easy peasy. It's a classic 1980s plot point here. Fooling individuals at ease. Oh, look. Now they realise. So they're going back, but he's fucking gone. You had your moment, lads, and you fucked up. Back to fucking police academy training. Look, he's gone. You fucking bellends. Oh, now Weisling. Chopper and in. So did Jack Def. Oh, fuck me, man. So this is a pretty cool sequence, I gotta say. Classic 1980s maneuver incoming. Jack Def, stop. Start talking and slowly move towards them, or maybe away. Oh shit, the wristwatch. Fuck me, man. Loving the music. Your dially synthesizy electronic number playing in the distance. Understated soundscape. Oh, it's a trancer. The reveal of the trancers is due to fucking sweat and makeup. Yeah, the trancers technically morph into like zombies from like a George Romero movie. Look. So it's kind of, as I said, mutants from the future, isn't it? I'm sure they're going to explain the whole trances element a little bit more, I'm guessing, in the upcoming sequels. Oh, yeah, it's got to be Helen Hunt. There we go. Yeah, cool, baby. That sets her up a treat for the sequel. As she just potentially landed her first kill. I like her character. She's not too whiny, you know. I'm not saying she's full-blown Linda Hamilton style yet, old Lena, but she has potential. So I love the colour in her hair. The only reason she's currently got colour in her hair is because this was filmed in the 1980s. You've got to love this shit, man.
Yeah, we're going to do a telltale and a drink, yeah.
I love 1980s drunk characters.
Come on.
This is like a fucking Escape from New York right now.
It's a hillbilly quarter of fucking drunks.
I'm probably getting a sea of cameos here, but I really can't I don't recognise any of these actors. It's probably the entire production scene. Production crew. Being filmed here.
I mean, stand up properly, Jim. I have fake baseball.
Hoodlum style.
Go on, Hapling.
Well, so this is a pretty needless sequence, unless there's some kind of revelation here. It's just like street bums fucking about. This is Charles Band just attempting to extend the runtime. Yeah, that's a pretty pointless sequence. I don't mind it. That's part of the locale that I see Jack Def's moving through, but... yeah, pretty random moment. God, Christ, we ain't got long left here. Maybe tops under 20 minutes. So he's got his watch back. Nice little, like, kiss me. Yeah, nice. So you the reveal, the moment, the music. You can anticipate what's coming because it's reflected in the sound cue, you know. Kind of like a futuristic kind of like love thing. Yeah, really nice, man. Soundtrack's very, very good. Yeah, these two are brilliant, man. I think when you cast a film, you know, It's high concept cinema, isn't it? You know, if you get the casting right, that's 50% of your work done, you know? Highball. So this sort of justifies the moment from before, just a few seconds. Yeah, okay, this guy's important, I'm guessing. Is this guy a fucking trancer? Yeah, so it's kind of, I don't know if it's a deliberate choice. Oh, here he is. Yeah, quite tricky attempting to spot a trancer, you know? Time to make a run for it. Or are we going to be putting up a fight? Nobody can fucking shoot straight. Here we go. Big finale incoming. So it's weird how the fucking street bums are currently helping Jack Death. Well, they need this one guy. Is there two of them? So we've got a foursome. Dunna, chunna, chunna. Cool, man. Love it how the music's picking up as well. Yeah, pretty cool. Dunna, chunna, 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 chunna. Don't think we're going to get any like full-blown cityscape shots here. That's kind of nice. Helen Hunt for real on a fucking moped. These bikes are amazing, man. Oh, yeah. Chinatown, baby. Timmy Thomason scene chewing right now. Frank Service. Wow, look at this. Your classic 1980s alleyway. Fucking awesome, man, isn't it? Truly unique, man. What a unique time. Oh, she's just been shot. It's hard to fucking tell. Yeah, she's just been shot. That, oh, they could have visualized that a little bit better. So she's been shot in the arm. Yeah, you needed an edit there. Because you had it on wide, but you needed the close-up, you know. Just to technically, like, sort of like visually punctuate the moment. So I don't know, this location's a bit weird. On a fucking bridge. So is he trying to get back? That's a nice subjective camera shot. So I think we're going to get a stunt shot here. Look. Yeah, look, that's clearly a fucking stuntman. And oh yeah, down we go. Charles Band's not filming it front on now. Maybe it was too risky to rig the camera going down the steps for real, you know? Yeah, nice intercut in here. So Helen Hunt's currently fucking wounded. She's doing pretty well to continue driving around like this. The fact that she's just been shot in the arm. That's a little bit ridiculous, I gotta say. We're cutting to some guy making up his fucking Christmas tree. What? Yeah. Is she related to this guy? Oh, Helen Hunt's just chopping through the fucking window pane. Does she live here or not? Is she just trying to take some secondary route out of here? Oh, Merry Christmas. That guy looks familiar. I'm sure who it is. I think it's some like famous like film producer guy. Names are failing me right now. I do apologize. Oh, we're back at the fucking, I think it's the heavy metal nightclub here. Yeah? So the film's sort of like looping around right now. Ashby, do as you're told. Gotta trust me, man. The fucking trance is everywhere. I'll explain it later. So it's a Chinatown neon nightclub quarter. Yeah, you're starting to see the. This isn't me moaning right now about the limitations here with the budgets and the locations, because they are technically using the same areas, you know. I don't mind it, though. I've really enjoyed this so far. Oh, what's this guy doing? Okay, nothing, just lighting up. The way the camera's moving in on this guy. Okay, she's patching herself up. So is she grazed? How deep is this fucking wound? Oh, they really do care about each other. Oh, look, Jack Death. He's flashing back, look. Yeah, look, it's so obvious, isn't it? Yeah, you remind me of somebody I once cared about. But now I care about you even more. You're going to be my replacement wife. Jack Death. He didn't feel or think he could ever love again. Well, think again, Jack. Because love is back on the plate. It's back on the menu. Yeah, these two are great, man, as a couple. And she don't feel like a liability. Sometimes with like the love interest, you're like, oh, it's like he's having to babysit her. But no, as I said, I called it when your character's called fucking Lena, you know she's gonna step up 1980s style, you know? So kind of introducing this third character it. I don't know if he's gonna be in the in part two. So is this film going to resolve itself in any way? Yeah, structure's a little bit different. I don't know, as far the film's technically a little bit 77 minutes, isn't it? But, and I'm obviously fully aware that there are sequels probably going to end on a fucking cliffhanger. So he's got a sea of fucking watches. What the fuck? So all the people he's fucking killed. Pick a watch. So has he been collecting time watches? Oh, Jack's not happy. Hophead, we're not hopping around time. You collecting fucking watches? A bum? That's debatable. Yeah, you need to fit in, man. You gotta fit in, stabilize yourself. Yeah, sometimes I've got to say this Jack Death character. It's like are you locking onto the mission, man? Sometimes it's a little bit stop start. It's not a criticism with the character, but. Sometimes a little bit with the I see this whole aspect of the time traveling attempts to get the job done. It's sort of, it's there, but it's more in the background, you know. Certainly not if you think of like Terminator, it's right at like the forefront in it in regards to the narrative. It really propels the film. You're not getting it so much here with Trances. Yeah, and also a minor criticism here. I think we certainly need a little bit more in regards to the bad guy, Whistler, you know? It's just like they're not even cutting to him. I'm guessing he's talking to the bad guy right here, right now. Okay, and then it ends. Low budget filmmaking, you know? You can only get it in one camera. They could only have an hour to shoot that dialogue moment. Yeah, so Helen Hunt is really, really good, I've got to say. You can see her potential. First film role, she's just, yeah, you warm to her as an actress. Oh, here we go. Oh, what the fuck? Randomly now she's being kidnapped. So sort of jumping up, unless they deliberately baited her for this moment. So it's not him, it's somebody else. So it's kind of random how it's just jumped forward to this finale moment. Take a tumble, Jack. Dinner. In classic Cronenberg fashion, the bad guy's wearing black gloves. Just to remind the audience that he's a fucking robot. A mutated robot. He needs to freeze time here. This guy's about to take a fucking tumble with fucking Lena Christmas style. Prepare to tumble it out, Jack. Freeze up. How's he going to save her fucking ass? Even if he's slowing down time. But this guy ain't fucking Superman. How's he going to save her? What's she about to fall onto?
Oh mate, he's drinking fucking vodka.
If he saves her fucking ass, this is unbelievable. Death's chopping down. Yeah, the editing's amazing, man. So if he saved her fucking ass, I guess it's plausible, isn't it? Yeah, I got... Brilliant, man. Absolute clap fucking clap with the two iconic slow motion sequences in Transfers. Transfers. Oh, I need to slow down my fucking commentary. So at least the bad guy's still alive. I kind of like the bad guy, the villain. He's barely been in the film, but he's kind of cool. Ah, did they kill him or not? Nah, he just fell into fucking water. Did they spare him or not? Did they take him out? They take him back? Take him back with him? I don't know if you can technically do that, because it's more of a mental time travel, isn't it? So what is this?
Damn it!
Lose again. Don't worry, Jack. We're going to pen the fucking sequel. Charles Burns, all about the sequels. He's a cash-cowed home video legend, his old Charlie Band. Oh, what's going on here?
Oh, in the neck.
Is this sedation or full-blown fucking killing? What has he done to this guy? Okay, so again, it's this Trancers angle, innit? Because this guy was technically being taken over by somebody else, like now he's realising. Where am I? Yeah, it's obviously the real guy. So there's a way or a means to send the individual back to their true time period, which is what he's just done. He's not killed the guy. That's Jack Death. Here's your end line. Walking off into the sunset moment incoming. So it's not over. So he's stuck. Can they chop her his ass back? This is what I kind of enjoyed with this time. And they kiss again. The time travel element. They're not banging the audience over the head with a lot of this. So it's fine, you know. I'm sure with ease you can pick it apart. Say, well, this is completely ridiculous. But, okay, is this the real girl or not? Freeze frame image, 1980s, okay. So it's all set up for the sequel, isn't it? Cool, guys, that's it. That's the first time I've ever sat through Trancers, 1984. Directed by... I'm starting to refer to him as a bit of a legend now, Charles Band. I salute you, man. I love your fucking movies, man. The ropier, the better, baby. So cool, guys. We'll get to the sequel pretty soon. I feel like I need to move fast on it, the fact that it's available on Prime. Maybe I'll try and record it in the next couple of days. So 77 minutes. I kind of feel like the film could have been, or maybe should have been a little bit longer, but again, it could have just been limitations in regards to like budget, possibly, you know. So just winding down the credits here, all good, all good, all plausible, all good. So just checking the other cast, I've got a list of cast credit names here. So Tim Thomason, Jack Death, Helen Hunt, Lena, Michael Stefani played Whistler Detective, is it Weisling? Art Lafleur as McNulty, Thelma Hopkins, Engineer Rains, Richard Hurd, Chairman Spencer, and Arnie Seymour as Chairman Ash. Interested to see who comes back for the sequel, you know. I'm kind of interested to see part two now, see if it's more of a, if they're working potentially with a bigger budget. I think, off the top of memory, I think the sequel wasn't made until like early 90s. So it's a substantial gap if you consider how productive Charles Band's been down throughout the years, you know. So here's the actual cast credits list here. See if there's anybody of note. Let's have a look. Cameos, maybe. Yeah, nobody's really popping out here. The Buttheads. Tony Malone, Nikki B. Cool, man. So 1984. Yeah, it's got everything you'd want from a low-brow, low-budget sci-fi epic from the 1980s. Tick, tick, tick in my eyes. Fantastic stuff. Cool, guys. John Doe signing off, and I'll be back again very soon with Trancers Part 2. Bye now.